Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, everybody. Our final edition of the season of Tee to Green is on the air here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Thanks for joining us here on this Labor Day weekend, first Saturday in September. I'm Brian Colsey, along with Kevin Sylvester. PGA Pro Jeff Mitas will join us a little bit later on in the show. And we have a jam-packed show coming up here. Lots of guests, including Stephen Barkowski, the executive director of the Western PGA, who will join us here in just one moment. Also, Ryan Hasenauer from Batavia Downs Gaming. He's got more information on our majors contest, as well as the Kentucky Derbies today. So he's got a couple of minutes of insight for you there if you want to make a pick. In our second segment, Kevin's got a couple of guests. We'll be talking about Donald Ross Sportswear and also Lancaster Country Club, one of our home clubs. And then, as I mentioned, Jeff Mitas will join us in our third segment. A little thoughts on what's upcoming with fall golf. So a lot to get to here. Let's not waste any time. Good morning, Kevin Sylvester.
Good morning. Jeff's a guest today. I love it. Good stuff.
That's right. We just had so many guests, we had to just cut somebody. Jeff drew the short straw. He's out for the first two segments. So, Jeff, very important fantasy football draft also this week. So, he's preparing very tough for that as well.
He's going to lose his league.
I know. He does every year. He gets fascinated with these guys. I know. I told him not to. I
said, he's trying to draft Thurman Thomas and Jim Kelly.
Stick to the rankings. That's right. Anyway, let's bring in Stephen Barkowski from the Western PGA. Of course, the Western PGA, great supporter and sponsor of our show here. Steve, good morning.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're great. Thanks for coming on. A lot of fall news to get to here with the Western PGA, but just one thought here quickly on last week's second leg of the FedEx Cup playoffs. Of course, this week is the Tour Championship. They're down to the final 30, a Monday finish, which, by the way, is awesome on Labor Day to watch that final round. But it ended in as dramatic fashion as we've seen in recent memory, Kevin. Maybe even the workday had a similar event. Remember, Justin Thomas, Colin Morikawa both made bombs down the stretch, putts that was. But this one, DJ makes an incredible putt on the final hole to force a playoff, and then Rahm does it again to DJ on the first hole of the playoff to win. Just an incredible performance by two of the best.
Brian, I had an opportunity to host some video conference chats with those players, with some folks from Coca-Cola this week for the Tour Championship. I did this on Thursday morning. And I got to ask Dustin and John at each of them individually to ask them about those putts. And they hear, Dustin first talking about, he knew he had to make it to force the playoff, so that was a little, extra, because normally you wouldn't try to make that putt, but I was trying to make the putt. Like, what else do I have to lose? It was interesting to talk about the emotion. We never see any emotion out of Dustin Johnson. And, he raised the arm in the air. We never see that. So that was great to see that emotion, because he really wants to win the FedEx Cup. He wants to have that on his resume, along with the great prize of $15 million. But he wants to be a FedEx Cup champion. because I think he knows that he wants to stack up more majors and things, and he's playing unbelievable right now, and as is John Rahm, been unbelievable all year long. I asked Rahm about his putt, and, you know, I said, same thing. He's like, you know, I'm just trying to get that to a couple of feet, and it's, you know, the course he grew up on said it had a lot of slopes like that, so he goes, I'm pretty good at putting on slopes, and he said, even my process in reading, he goes, I'm just looking at the way I think the slope goes. I'm not looking, okay, when it gets here, it's going to break this way. It's like, I knew it broke twice, but I'm really just reading that first slope and trying to get the pace I had to. He goes, and then I started walking. And then when it made that move, and I'm like, this has a chance if it cuts back. And then I'm like, this is going to go in. And, you know, he goes, I blacked out. I don't even know what happened. And he goes, even without fans there, which would have been nuts, right, if fans were there to have it. But what a – and then Dustin, he almost made the next putt, right? He thought he made it. He goes, I thought I made it.
Steve, when you see a – oh, sorry, Kevin.
No, Steve, go ahead.
I would say when you see a putt of, you know, 80-some feet or more, 100 feet like we've seen – I mean, even if the caddy told you, like, Steve, this is exact – I'm going to actually draw the line on the green that the break is. Like, to execute the proper, you know, execution of hitting it and at the proper speed, I mean – That you know, that's part of sometimes when somebody says, oh, how, you know, how much break should I play here? Like, well, I could give you 10 different answers because obviously what speed are you going to hit it at? But to execute it to perfection like they did, Steve, I mean, that's on long putts like that, just it shows why they're the best in the world.
Yeah, I think we incorporate a putt like that at the Duster Challenge next year and maybe as a shootout hole or something like that. But yeah, it's I mean, these guys are the best of the best because of how they putt. You know, and that's why Johnson and Rahm are up there because they're such great putters. I mean, everyone on tour is so good from tee to green, but the ones that make putts are the ones that win week in, week out. So, yeah, it was pretty impressive. I mean, I've never made a putt that long. I know that for a fact. And you think about all the factors can go into that slope, wind, hits a bump. I mean, it's just, it was pretty impressive to watch. And good for the PGA Tour. They couldn't have scripted this season, this shortened season, any better than they have. And I'm pretty excited to see the Tour Championship this, you know, second round and a Monday finish this weekend.
You know, that's a great thing about our game, guys, is anything can happen, right? The guy can haul out from a bunker to win. You know, think of Jordan Spieth, right, in the playoff against Dan Berger several years ago at the Travelers Championship. I mean, anything can happen. And you
Colin Morikawa can drive a green on a par four to win.
Right. Yep. Colin Morikawa, right? I mean,
a little guy. That's not
Dustin Johnson. You know, everybody thought he's going to be your PGA champion. And then Colin Morikawa chips in, Brian, even before that, the chip in for birdie. And he's the PGA champion for the PGA of America. Just great stuff.
I know. Stephen Barkowski with us here from the Western PGA. Brian Koziel, Kevin Sylvester here on our season finale of Tee to Green. All right, Steve, couple things to get to here. First of all, this week, I know you held your senior championship, but let's talk about just what went on at your section championship. I know that happened just a little while ago.
Yeah, recently we held our section championship out at Cobblestone Creek Country Club. All of our PGA professionals are eligible to compete, and it's actually the first step in qualifying for Kiwa next year, the PGA championship. We had 40-plus PGA professionals out at, I don't know if, you guys have ever played Cobblestone Creek, but it is a test.
Yes,
tee to green, on the greens, it's a test. It was a tough few days, and we were excited to see you. Rob Krajewski, locally from Glen Oak, he actually he came into the final hole, the 36th hole. It's a 36-hole championship. He was minus one. He had a few-shot lead. He had a tough time on the last green. He actually, I think, four-putted on the 36th hole. The gentleman, Neil Reedy from Cobblestone Creek, came in after him, tied him for the lead, and then he went to a four-hole playoff, and Robbie got it done on the fourth hole. So actually, Rob Krajewski, Neil Reedy, and Jeff Rosetta from Oak Hill will actually be representing locally the Western New York section next year at the PGA Golf Club in April. That's 300-plus PGA professionals competing that across the country, and then actually the top 25 from there will compete with the best in the world, the John Rahms, the Dustin Johnsons at Kiwa Island next year. So pretty exciting for us. It's always fun for us to host such a major event for our PGA professionals. A huge thanks to, you know, all of our sponsors that allow us to create these phenomenal events. And for a professional. This is fun to watch. I mean, you think about how good the tour players are, and our PGA professionals are, you know, a little below them, but it's still, they can compete on some tough courses.
Yeah, congratulations to Rob and all those participants and those moving on. Okay, upcoming this fall, you've got some things going on that people can get involved with. You've got a fall junior series with some high schools that I know people may want to get involved with.
Yeah, first time ever, we actually, we were debating it a little bit because of what happened with, you know, fall high school seasons and what's going on with school. So we actually spoke with a lot of the heads of Section 6 and Section 5 golf. We worked out with our local facilities. We've got four more junior tour events this fall, every Saturday for the next, I believe, four Saturdays through early October at some of the better courses around the area. And if you play high school golf and you reach out to your coach, he actually has a code for all the kids that play high school golf because we wanted to give them a little break so they can save some money on some of the tournaments and still be able to compete this fall. It was a five series. We started, I think, few weeks ago out at Fox Valley. We'll end it at Penfield Country Club in October. So, you know, we're excited to be able to provide, after a shortened junior tour season, some additional events for these high school kids that might have not be able to compete.
Steve, that's awesome, by the way, for the kids. I want to ask you about another event that extended family member helped organize, tee it up for the troops, Randy Kryzak. I don't know if you deal with Randy at all. On the board, great guy, and tell everybody about this great event.
Yeah, Randy Kryzak he's a good gentleman. I do deal with him on the board. I've been fortunate to be part of that. I think now this is my fourth season on the committee. It's been held at Wanaka every year, and the support we get year in and year out, and the support we've gotten actually this year is phenomenal. And what it is, it's really Wanaka Country Club and their membership and the local community coming together to support three different veteran organizations, one of those being PGA Hope, which is helping our Patriots everywhere. This year, we can't do shotguns, but we're going tee times pretty much the whole day. I think we got 35 groups coming out despite COVID, and we're fortunate we're going to raise, you know, we think close to $15,000 for PGA Hope and our veterans, and it also goes to two different organizations locally. So there's still time. I'll send it out on Twitter today following the show, but there's actually a live auction with some pretty cool things that you can, if you can't join us at Wanaka this year, you can actually bid on some of these auction items. And again, 100% of the proceeds are going to your local veteran community. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun to be a part of and see the impact that it's made for our veterans.
Very cool. We love hearing about things for our veterans. And hey, if you want to participate, Wanaka, if you never played it, it's definitely worthy to head out there and play. Last thing we want to ask you about, Steve, doubles golf, we know, was introduced this year, very successful, and we're getting toward the end of it now.
We are. We've got our state championship coming up on September 12th. We've got 10 different facilities across Buffalo and Rochester. They're going to be coming to our home site here at Glen Oak. Mixed doubles, seniors, men's division, women's division. About 40 teams we think are going to compete in the state championship, and the top team in each division is actually going to the Bears Club this November, where Jack Nicklaus is hosting. This is, again, we're one of 14 sections across the country that have started this year, and it was tough in COVID to start anything new. So we expect next year, we expect to see 30, 40 clubs involved. Same deal, state championship will be held locally, and then the top teams will go back to the Bears Club next November. So it's been a lot of fun. We've done it here at our home site at Glen Oak every Friday night. I know that the owners at Glen Oak have appreciated it, because after the rounds, usually it's a last call is what happens with all the couples and the individuals hanging around on the back patio. So the residual that Glen Oak and our home site is getting from it has been, it's been phenomenal. And the coolest thing is that doubles golf, we've seen some really good players. So we'll see a score of, you know, 30, 6 under par for 9 holes. But we'll also see someone who's never played golf before and shoot 49. So it's a lot of fun to be a part of.
Well, Steve, this is our last call with you for this radio show season. And I just want to thank you and all the great professionals in our section for their support of this show to help us bring this program here to the golfers in Western New York.
It's absolutely our pleasure. On behalf of our 300 PGA professionals, We look forward to every year being a part of the Tee to Green show. We look forward to next year as well. I know it's been a little strange this year for everyone, but we appreciate the support that you give to our PGA professionals, our facilities, and our foundation. And it's a great relationship. And I know before the show, we talked about it. We need to find some time this fall, the three of us, and maybe Jeff can join too, but get out on the golf course and play some golf, because if we can find a tee time, right? I just read, despite missing about, I think it was 20 million rounds, I think they said, in spring nationwide, we're now up about 4% from where we were last year. So that's pretty incredible with where golf is right now.
That's great. Golf is growing. I know that's one of your mission statements. So the way to get it done here through what has been obviously a challenging year for all golf pros and all golf courses and clubs and manufacturers and everybody involved in the golf industry. I mean, kudos to everybody for making it work and in a safe manner too, for everybody to enjoy. So Steve, thank you. Don't forget, if you want more information on the Fall Junior Series, the ticket or the Tee It Up for Troops event, the doubles golf, any of that, or anything, just want to get yourself involved in golf in Western New York, WNYPGA.com is the website. And again, I echo what Kevin said. We thank Stephen Barkowski and all the pros for their support of Tee to Green all year. Okay, before we go to break, it is Kentucky Derby Day. A little info if you want to get in a wager or two today, and also information on our majors contest. Don't forget, the U.S. Open is in September. The Masters is in November, so we still have that going, even though our radio show here on WGR does come to an end for this season. Let's hear my conversation now with Ryan Hasenauer from Batavia Downs. We're here on Tee to Green, Brian Colziel, with the Director of Marketing from Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel, Ryan Hasenauer. Ryan, along with the good friends at Batavia Downs Gaming, of course, a big part of our majors contest, which, by the way, there's still two more. I know this is our last show, and it normally kind of golf season on the pro scene wraps up, but this year we know different. It's different. We've got the U.S. Open coming at the end of September, and then the Masters in early November. So we'll, of course, have those and our normal great prizes courtesy of Batavia Downs Gaming coming up. So look for that on my Twitter feed at BrianWGR, and we'll get those prizes out for that event and all the information if you want to get back into that contest. So, Ryan, welcome to the show, and thanks again for being a part of our majors contest this year.
Absolutely. My pleasure, and thanks again for having me. As you mentioned, you know, things are a little bit crazy with the majors getting moved around, and our majors in horse racing also moved around with the Derby on Labor Day weekend. Who would have thought that that's how it would turn out here in 2020? But
that's right, yeah. So the Kentucky Derby is this weekend. That was a big reason why we're having Ryan on here. He's going to give you some info on if you want to get a wager in. But before we do that, we've got some also good news to pass along about Batavia Downs, the casino itself, Ryan.
Yes. As noted on Thursday, just a couple of days ago, we got the announcement that Cuomo said that the tracks or the casinos we can reopen on September 9th. So as you can imagine, we're working diligently behind the scenes to make sure everything's nice and clean. We're following all the state's guidelines, and then we'll be ready with welcome arms to just welcome everybody in to Batavia Downs come Wednesday, September 9th, as we reopen. So keep a sharp eye out on our Facebook page and on our website, Batavia Downs, and we will let you know all the details on when we're opening, what time, what you can expect when you show up, and all those great things. But it definitely was welcome news, Brian, that's for sure.
Absolutely. For those, Ryan, that maybe regularly do come to Batavia Downs Gaming, what is there anything that I guess you want to pass along in terms of a message at this moment that you can, in terms of maybe just how the experience will be, if it's going to be different in any way?
Well, certainly there's going to be a reduced capacity that was announced today, but I know that everyone will be able to come in and remain socially distant. Of course, face coverings will be mandatory. That's a big part of this. So just want everyone to make sure that they're doing right by their fellow man and woman when they show up there, being courteous to our staff who are happy to be back. And, we're all in this together. So when you're there, just kind of give everybody some leeway as we kind of get our feet back underneath us at the gaming facility.
That's right. Yes. Good advice. Remember, those workers have families too, and everybody wants this to work. So just be patient and enjoy yourself like you normally would. Okay, so it is Kentucky Derby Day here on Saturday. Normally the first Saturday in May, Ryan. It's the first Saturday in September. We'll see how this plays out, but we know Tiz the Law won the first Triple Crown race, the Belmont, a few months ago, and is the favorite going in this weekend to this race?
Yeah, a New York bred horse, so Go New York. He won the Belmont Stakes at a mile and an eighth, not the true Belmont Test of the Champion, a mile and a half, but of course they made all those changes because of the redone schedule. So Tis the Law is the favorite at 3-5, some of the shortest morning line odds, actually the shortest one since 1979 when Spectacular Bid was the odds on favorite. So we've got Tis the Law kind of as your major horse to take a look at. Of course, Bob Baffert is in here. You would think, oh, that must be Bob Baffert's horse. No, that's actually Barclay Tagg's horse. But there is a Bob Baffert horse in there called Thousand Words. Thousand Words actually won the Share Belief Stakes back in August. He's the number 10 horse. And even though he's got kind of longer odds at 15-1, still somebody you might want to take a look at and use in your exotic bets when you're placing those on Saturday. And again, here on Saturday, you've also got to remember that you've got the OTB branches, which are open. They're opening at 10:30. So if you're listening to this, it's just a couple hours away. And we're going to be welcoming everybody into our branches. Of course, face coverings are mandatory in the OTB branches. You're going to have to make sure that you remain socially distant. There'll be people in each branch. Myself, I'll be at the Whirly branch and taking care of business over there, making sure people are kind of spaced out. I'm answering questions, helping you fill out your betting slips and all that good stuff. And I mentioned I'm going to be at Whirly because normally, Brian, myself and you and Dan, we'd be out at Batavia Downs. But with Batavia Downs being closed until next week, of course, we'll only be able to make our wagers at Whirly or the OTB branches. You can check out westernotb.com for location near you. But of course, if you're still hesitant about getting out there, you can always make your wager on bataviabets.com. You can do it from your PC, tablet, or smartphone sitting on your couch. There's going to be coverage for the Derby on NBC starting at 2:30 in the afternoon. It's going to go all the way up until 7 o'clock. The Derby goes off at 7. So there's lots of races beforehand to bet on and a lot of good horses that will be in those races. So it's certainly an afternoon of horse wager you can get into. But so back to the race there. There's a couple other horses that you want to make sure you take note of, and that's number 16, Honor AP. He's got a great lineage, and he's got Mike Smith, somebody who I'm sure you've heard me say that name many times when we do these Triple Crown and Breeders' Cup broadcasts. Mike Smith is on the back. 5-1 odds on that. He's the second-choice favorite. It's interesting to note that the second-choice favorite would have been Art Collector, a very good horse, but got a foot injury and has pulled out. He was about to be in the race, and then before Tuesday's draw, when they draw the post positions for the horses, Art Collector was ruled out of this Saturday's race. So, again, that horse, Honor AP, probably would have been third-choice favorite, but here he is, the second-choice favorite in the race. Another horse that Todd certainly seems to like, and you can listen to WGR around 1:15 today to hear Todd talk to Nate Geary during Sports Talk Saturday. He'll be given the final layout of what's going on at Churchill Downs. There's a horse, number 13, Attachment Rate, and he's 50-1 on the morning line. But would you believe that this horse, he had the misfortune of running behind Art Collector in his last two races, and he was second to him in the Ellis Park Derby just a couple of weeks ago. Art Collector, of course, is the clear-cut second-choice favorite, would have been for the Derby. But this Attachment Rate horse, he's pretty game. He was ready to go, and he's 50-1, Brian. So that's somebody who you be using your exotic bets. I know I'll be using them in my exotic bets, and I may even put a dollar or two to maybe win the race and collect some serious dough if that happens. That's somebody else you want to keep an eye on. The other horse maybe to take a look at is number 2, Max Player. After he finished third in the Belmont, so he raced in the Belmont and finished third behind, of course, Tis the Law, he immediately was shipped to Churchill Downs and got a new trainer, Steve Asmussen. And so he already had a lot of good workouts over the surface there at Churchill Downs, and his speed numbers for workouts and in his last couple races have continued to trend upwards. And that's always important, whether the Derby is in May or the Derby is here in September. You want to make sure that your speed rating figures are always improving as you get closer to the big key races. And somebody you're going to use in your trifectas or your superfectas. So basically, it's the 17, the 16, the 13, the 2. And I do like the 10,000 words, who's a Bob Baffert horse. So those are my 5. And I'll be probably adding some other horses. Check me out on Twitter at RyanH7681. Probably sometime that afternoon, in between helping folks over at the Whirly Branch, I'll probably take a picture of my bets and what I'm betting on that day. So it looks to be good, though. 82 and sunny today out at Churchill Downs. So we'll see what happens.
Awesome. Well, Ryan, thank you again for your support of the Majors Contest and your support of Tee to Green all year. And we also have a more in-depth look at the field on our Tee to Green website. Check out my Twitter feed for that and our Tee to Green Twitter feed for that at T2G Buffalo or at Brian WGR. Ryan and I break down the race even more in depth. If you're looking for maybe some more exotic plays or some more interesting plays for you, we'll break that down all for you. So three things to remember. Get your bets in today, BataviaBets.com or any Western OTB location. Next week, Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel back open on the 9th. And then, of course, our majors contests continuing with the U.S. Open and the Masters. So all that, again, make sure you put those on your calendar. Ryan, thanks again for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Brian, and good luck to everybody today.
Same to everybody. Okay, more Tee to Green coming up. We'll step aside. We'll be back with more right after this on WGR.
We're back on Tee to Green and happy to be joined by the gentleman, at least two of the team at Donald Ross that make us look good in our Tee to Green wear. That is the president of Donald Ross Sportswear, Mr. Rob Stein, and the vice president of sales, Mr. John Boland. Gentlemen, thanks for joining me this morning. And more importantly, thank you for making me and the team look good this year.
Our pleasure.
Nice and you're welcome. Thanks, Kevin. Again.
Yeah, Rob, I've said it on the show, and I think I said it last time we had you on. You know, your sportswear is the only golf clothing when I put on, whether it be a quarter zip or a golf shirt, that my wife says, that actually looks good on you.
But I bet you as I tell people, you're welcome.
Good point, yeah, but thrilled to hear that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
That's a wonderful compliment.
Yeah, you guys have been holding out on me. Mr. Boland, I'll direct this to you because Donald Ross did the gifting for a tournament you and I played in at Wanaka.
Yep.
And it was great. I loved how we got to pick things out and the logoing. But I've been holding out because as a bonus, you gave each participant a pair of boxer shorts. And, you know, we never talk about underwear, particularly, but I've got to tell you, these are the best boxer shorts I've ever worn. You've been holding out on us here.
Kevin, it's funny that you bring that up. It's a minor part of our business, but it's one of the items that gets the most attention. A few years ago, Rob made the decision to give a few hundred pairs away at the PGA show, and the golf professionals absolutely loved them, and then brought some into their shops, and now members are discovering them, and it's a great item that we make. Yeah, thank you.
So, Rob, what was the what was the impetus of getting into the boxer?
Well, you know, another way to reach the customer. You know, the fabric, it's a great wicking fabric. It's an easy fabric to take care of, and it's a fairly simple business. So, and it's a great promotional tool also. So, easy, and perhaps more revenue, and it's turned into like a little bit of a cult thing because we don't make a lot of them, and you know, we have this e-commerce store now, and we've had people go on that. You know, we have like six or eight different pair we offer, and there people go on and they buy them all. They like the damn things. That's all. It's real easy. And as you do, they're comfortable.
I can understand why.
Mine on today. In fact, I've got my eye on almost every day.
I too am actually wearing them. And a quick apology to my partner, Johnny Park. I actually stole his pair.
Well, that's a testimony.
Hopefully they were new when you stole them. Hopefully they were.
Oh, yes. Yeah. They were definitely.
And I'm glad you didn't trade with him.
They were definitely still in the bag for sure. Okay. Well, Rob, you mentioned it. You know, in the past, you know, we'd always said, "Hey, ask your pro to stock Donald Ross in the pro shop." But now you essentially have your own pro shop online. I'll start with you, Rob. Talk about DonaldRoss.com, where people can now go directly and buy from you.
Sure. You know, we started this business 12 years ago. And at the time, selling apparel on the electronically or through e-commerce was a pretty new, novel idea. I didn't give it much credence, I can tell you that. I grew up in the world of people like to see it, touch it, feel it, blah, 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 blah. And I think I was correct at that point, but it became evident. And the idea was to give the PGA professional something that was exclusive, something that was their own and so forth, and which was a nice way to launch a business and worked very successfully. But we did notice, 5 or 6 years ago that, you know, geez, people are buying things on the internet. We're buying things on the internet, and it's very convenient and so forth. And so about 2 years ago or so, after, you know, we really analyze our business carefully, we thought that, you know what, adding e-commerce could be a real benefit to the consumer. And our customer, we have roughly 1,000 customers. We have, you know, there are a few hundred thousand people in the entire country that have access to our product through private clubs and resorts. And again, we thought this was a real channel of distribution we really could and should be involved with. And we started on this kind of casually, kind of in our spare time, which you've been to our office several times, you know. It might seem like we have spare time, but somehow we don't. And anyway, the pandemic hit, and I remember quite clearly it was like, you know, it hit. I remember March 14th, we all remember that weekend and so forth. And then shortly thereafter, Carly and I are, you know, kind of looking at each other in complete shock. I think Carly came out of her shock. I know she did, because I thought, you know what, F it. If there's ever a time to like just put our energy into this project, it's now. And I'd like to say I, you know, let the gauntlet down or whatever and so on and so forth. But we were all really just like, you know what, let's do this. We've got the time. It'll occupy us. You know, this has been a very difficult situation, not just physically, but also emotionally. We bored through the thing. About 7 or 8 of us, almost the entire company, was involved with the project. It's not as simple as it looks. Like you just put a bunch of clothes, you take pictures of clothes and then put them on the internet and start collecting money. There is a, it's really complicated. Anyway, we've got an excellent advisor, John Brennan, that's also local, who we've been working with for years, who specializes in all things electronic. And he really helped. He really led the way in putting this together. He and Carly really were the two, catalysts to get the thing moving. The others all seem to be excited about the idea, but I would say John Brennan, with Carly's assistance and drive, made this all happen. So that's kind of the genesis of the whole thing.
And John, what's been the response?
Kevin, we're really pleasantly surprised that we've been open now for over 90 days. And great feedback. You know, we put the product on there at a premium price so that we're not competing with our core green grass customers. And we're getting orders from people all over the country. It's very, very interesting and exciting at the same time.
I want to talk. Yeah, well, it's great. I've had friends say, "Oh, cool, I can buy it now." Friends who don't belong to private clubs.
That's a great point, Kevin. Yeah.
Yeah, and get access to it because they see how good I look wearing Donald Ross.
That's Kevin, exactly. Right. That's why we pay you the salary we pay you.
Hey, I want to ask you before we talk about some things moving forward. John, I want to ask you about an event that you're taking part in this coming Tuesday. I'm going to caddy for one of the participants, at least for 18 holes, Matty Vukolic. And Michelob Ultra there. And I think you're playing to 100 holes for Children's Hospital, correct?
I am. Yeah, we're really excited next Tuesday. We've already eclipsed our 50,000 goal. I think we're up to like $55,000. It's really exciting. It's going to be a grueling day, but a great day and a special thing to do for the kids at Children's Hospital and a great cause, and should be a great day at Craigburn.
Yeah, Rob, I was willing to walk and carry a bag. I found out as a caddy, I get to drive the cart. Even better.
How nice. Yeah. I think I have the same role.
Yes. And so. Kevin, Rob was generous enough to donate the outfits for the day. And you'll see us all logoed up in our Donald Ross sport gear. And I think we'll be looking pretty sharp.
And we switch gears from apparel to clubs itself, meaning country clubs. And I'm joined by the general manager of one of our home clubs, Lancaster Country Club, Ray Tugent, where I have just enjoyed being a member again this year. Ray, it's just been great for me and my family. My wife's taken up the game of golf, and it has just been a great atmosphere this summer.
Yeah, well, we're very glad to have you there, obviously, and your wife. And it's been the end of the season has been more beneficial than the start, with everyone kind of having to figure out COVID and kind of what you can do and what you can't do. So the club's got a great atmosphere right now, and we're happy to have you guys here as well.
You know, one of the benefits from everybody I talk into the industry, whether it be just had Donald Ross on previous interview, whether it be club fitters, public courses, country clubs, the uptick in play, that's one of the benefits, I guess, if you want to look on the bright side of COVID, has been all the people that have flocked to golf because it's one of the safe social distancings we can do.
Yeah, it's been extremely busy here on just about every day. I don't know, you know, what else you can do with your friends that could be as safe as you know, being on the golf course. But the play has been very, very, very busy. In theory, or you know, kind of in comparison to what we've been accustomed to over the last 2 years that I've been the manager here at Lancaster. But it's very nice. It's providing a really nice atmosphere on the patio afterwards. It's providing, even with our altered formatting of tournaments, increased tournament participation has been, from what I was told, by our golf pro and other leaders of the club, has been it's at its highest that they've ever seen it. So, yeah, COVID is certainly presented its problems, but it also has given a giant uptick in, or as you mentioned, a kickstart to the game of golf. And we've seen a huge number of beginner golfers coming in and taking advantage of some of the programs that we have, one being Your Life, obviously, with the Two and Out program. So, yeah, it's been, you know, like I said, it's been getting a lot easier to manage and deal with, you know, now that things are kind of knowing what you can do and what you can't.
Yeah, it's been, you know, it's been nice. A lot of guys are like, oh, I don't want my wife to come play golf with me. But you know what? We've had great times at the couples events, and she's found a group to play with. She prefers to play with the ladies rather than me, that's for sure. which I'm not offended by. I'm glad she's enjoying it. And credit to you and everybody there, from the maintenance staff to the golf pros to catering, the servers, how everybody's made and worked what has been, a difficult conditions for the staff, I'm sure, to keep things at a certain level of expectation, if you will, have fun events, continue those events. There's limitations, obviously, and the members have abided by those. But just a public thanks to you and everybody there for all the extra work and effort that they've put in.
Well, I certainly appreciate that, and the staff has worked very, very, very hard all year, in particular, to try to bring back the level of service that they're accustomed to. The kind of the blended service that we're allowed to do, and things like that. But they've done a wonderful job in doing that and providing what we can from a service standpoint. So I really appreciate that, and I appreciate them. And our members have been super, super supportive of what we have to do. Early on was it was a little tricky and trying to figure out what you can do. But a big thank you from me and all our staff to not only you but all of our members for the wonderful thing. About a country club is you get to form those relationships and have that rapport, and you can have these conversations. And one thing I can tell you, about Lancaster, and I know you've only been here a short while, but I've never seen a club that's been more warm and welcoming to new members, the old guard that's been here a long time, new employees. They embrace them as if they're their family for many, many years. So it really, truly is a blessing for me to be managing this club, and the members are terrific. So I appreciate the accolades and the thank you. From your perspective, it's just as equally as it's good from ours.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because I was going to mention how welcoming the membership has been to not only my family but the friends that joined the club too, and just how quickly, you're on group text, you're on the app and included in things. So I think that's been great. And with that in mind, if someone out there has said, okay, you know what, I want to join a club, and they're finally looking into it, maybe they got back into it, they're realizing that's a spot to go for families and these challenging times, like it's been a refuge, if you will, to go to a private club and still have some things go on, again, under social distancing guidelines and the parameters that are allowed. What should they do? And is there anything special for them to look into Lancaster right now?
Yeah, so this time of year, there's a lot of things going on. Kids going back to school. A lot of people are returning back to, actually having to go into work and in the office. So I'm sure, country clubs aren't at the top of anyone's mind, at the moment. But here, what we do at Lancaster is we have a program where you basically finish off the year into the spring with complimentary dues. So you and the family would be full members of the club, have access to, any and all the events, dining experience, the golf. The pool unfortunately closes Labor Day weekend, So that's a short little time, but you come in, you join now. We welcome into the Lakecrest, you know, Country Club family. We get you acclimated, we get you set up with the app, everything that comes along with membership. And your dues would begin in March of 2021. So it's a nice way for you to be exposed to the club, get a little bit of benefit, obviously from a financial perspective, get your feet wet, and then hit the ground running come springtime.
That's a great opportunity because, you know, we're not going to get snow till mid-December. That's my prediction. That's so...
You're right.
Yeah, me too. Because I want to continue to play the great course, and I'll throw this. If anybody out there listening is interested, you ought to contact me on Twitter at Kev Sylvester, or if you contact Ray at the club and you want me to tell you about my experience, I'm certainly happy to do that too, to welcome you to Lancaster Country Club. Ray, thanks so much for the support all season, and great to have you on again.
Thank you, Kev. Appreciate it.
We're back on Tee to Green, our final segment of the radio season here on Tee to Green. And we want to thank our friends at Scroy Financial for their support all season long. We've been telling you about Scroy Financial, the family-owned financial planning firm. They've been helping Western New Yorkers achieve their financial goals since 1971. If you haven't done this yet, do it now. Call their office for a free one-hour consultation, 674-6700. Great people to work with. Or go to the website, scroyfinancial.com. That's S-G-R-O-I financial.com. And our friends at the Jumpa Agency, Allstate, the Jumpa Agency with offices in Clarence and Williamsville.
Yes, it is our final segment. As Kevin mentioned here, Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. We want to thank our guests, not only that appeared on today's show, but all throughout our season. And, of course, that means all of our sponsors as well. We're on the air because of them. And we'll talk about some of them here in a second. But I know, Jeff, you've been doing some work this year with Custom Turf, and you've got a good message for the fall for people that might be thinking about taking advantage of some of the things that Custom Turf has to offer.
Yeah, we're doing some pretty cool stuff. It's a great time of year to think about getting an indoor putting green or some dog turf in. Got to shape out a really beautiful backyard green for somebody in Williamsville today. It's going to look awesome. But thanks a lot to Steve Beatty and Custom Turf for sponsoring the show. And if you need something done with that, contact us at CustomTurf.com. We do some really, really cool work. I'm real proud of the work that we do.
Excellent. Yeah, we throughout our year, of course, normally this year we're not able to do our remotes out at golf courses, but all the golf courses that we normally are at, we're looking forward to being back live in person in 2021 with our radio show. But a special shout out to our home clubs. Tantera and the head pro, Don Schneider, Briarwood Country Club in Hamburg and the head pro, Kyle Randall, and then at Lancaster Country Club, Mike Szabo and everybody over there. So thanks to them for their support. I know Kevin and I enjoyed our time there this year, and we look forward to many, many more rounds, Kevin, coming up. This is not the end of the golf season, just because our radio show is ending.
This is the best time to play. This is what do they call it? The elite season in Western New York. It's the best time to play golf.
Well, so this is it's one of my favorite seasons to play. You know, you got to go out a little earlier. You know, it depends on work schedule, right? I mean, the days get shorter fast. Like, why does it seem like it takes forever for the days to get longer? And then all of a sudden it's like rapid fire for the days to get shorter. But, I love playing golf when it's in the upper 50s, 60 degrees. You know, you've got, you can wear shorts with a quarter zip, or, you know, you can wear the golf pants. The golf sweater, get the foliage going there. Maybe a little softer greens because it's just, and we've got some, great tracks. I mean, you think about the terrain we have here in Western New York and just the topography that we have at most golf courses and the trees that surround it. I mean, it is just, it's fantastic. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Stunning. Yeah, and the greens, they just pop and perk this time of year. Everybody's aerated. So around middle of September, the greens, they roll. I feel like they've always rolled the best in September and October, too.
Yeah, everybody hates aeration, too, right? I mean, it's like, oh, it's just one of those. But the stress that's put on the greens throughout the season, right? They've got to do that to kind of loosen things up, Jeff. Why has it got to be done? Yeah.
Well, we had such a hot summer, and everybody was so active. All that compaction, all that heat, all that stress, that's how you alleviate the stress, get that turf to regenerate and make things nice for the fall and for next year. If you don't do it, you're asking for trouble, to be honest.
Kevin, when do we get to start implementing the leaf rule?
You know what?
I already have.
Yeah, I was going to say, sadly, Brian, you know, I'm seeing some leaves out there already.
Well, it's been a hot, dry summer, so some of these trees have had enough, and they're starting to shed already.
Yeah, it's you know, it's interesting. You know, if you hit a golf ball, you know where it went, and you can't find it. And I mean, it's
it easy. Happens, definitely,
it happens, right?
And you only got 3 minutes this year. 3 minutes to look.
Right. You only got 3 minutes to look, and it happens. And you know, what are you gonna do, right? You gotta go back and retee. I don't know. So if you hit it near leaves, should you hit a provisional right away, right? Because it'd be a lost ball if you're in a tournament. Like, how do you handle that in a tournament, Jeff?
Yeah, that's a lost ball still. So that yeah, you'd have to hit. That's a lot of provisionals if you hit it near the leaves in the fall around here. So you know, that's why we call it an Easter egg hunt, even though it's in the fall. I feel like everybody's always looking around for something.
I know of one guy who carries the portable leaf blower in his cart.
Really?
You know, battery powered one. I'll bring it out there to brush off the greens, you know, the blow off the greens.
Is this you, Kev? Are you this guy?
No, it's not me. Not yet, anyways. But I thought it was brilliant, absolutely brilliant. You know, wind's blowing around, and you clear your path.
I like it. It's a good idea, actually.
There ought to be, you know what? There's an opportunity here. We can create the TD Green blower.
Right, with the logo. I like it.
It fit in the golf bags or an attachment. See, I'm giving away all the gold here, Brian. Just
Kevin, I'm thinking we got rakes now for the bunkers. We got a ball retriever, we've got a shovel, we can just keep going here with items for Tee to Green. So this will be our winter inventory for holiday presents, right?
Yeah. Or we can have I saw your Twitter exchange, your Tee to Green license.
That's right.
Love
I've been
that
talking
idea,
about that
way.
For years. Like, let's say everybody complains about pace of play. No one ever does anything about it. Here's an incentive for courses, pros, players, everybody. But
love that idea. I saw that also, and first I've heard of it, and we've been talking forever. I think that's a great idea, Brian. We might have to talk about that this winter.
That's right. This is our we didn't get to do an official tip of the week, so this is it right here, right? Even in fall golf, even with the leaf rule and all that, keep pace of play up so golf remains fun for everybody.
Yeah, including yourself. Yeah, I mean, at some point, how long do you want to look for that golf ball, you know? I mean, 3 minutes is the rule. Bring some extra golf balls. Have a good time around there. Hit some shots. Enjoy the weather. Enjoy the fall. Enjoy being out there. And just play golf and have fun. It's a great time of year to get better, too. This is the time of year all the tournaments are done. Start working on stuff that you want to do for next year. Start planning ahead and work on those shots that you're not good at. And, yeah, it's just a wonderful time to play, and pace of play makes it more fun for everybody.
Absolutely. You're going to play bad fast.
Correct, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Jeff, as always, you're the star of our show every week. We appreciate your efforts this year. You're not going away. This is just our last show on WGR for a while, but thanks, as always, for doing it. It's been a joy, and we'll be back U.S. Open week, Masters week. We've been doing our Tee to Green extra online, so your insight will continue.
I'm looking forward to it. It's so much fun to do it. And at least I have two professionals to buoy me up as I keep butchering this job.
Kev, another year down for us in the books. It's been a blast as always.
It's been my favorite season because I've been socially distant from you two. No. No, you know what? It we always get to this point and it flies by, but I'll tell everybody, tdgreen.golf, check that out. We are going to be more active with podcasts here in the fall on our YouTube channel with TD Green Extras because there's so much golf that is happening starting next week with the new season starting on the PGA Tour, and you've got the U.S. Open, Masters. It's going to be great. It's going to be 50 tournaments in the upcoming season, and you get two Masters. It's going to be great.
Next year is going to be insane. We might have to start January 1st with everything that's going on around golf next year. It's 50 events. Is that right, Kevin? That's going to be awesome.
50 events.
Amazing.
Crazy.
And we want to thank, of course, you, the listener, for joining us every Saturday morning. We obviously love having you along the ride. Enjoy golf. Hopefully 3 more months, maybe at least, in Western New York of good golf weather to come here. So, and a big shout out, by the way, this year with us having to do things remotely and Zoom and all that sort of stuff, Derek Kramer, Joe DiBiase, the two of them tag teamed at WGR to kind of keep us on the air all throughout this. And thanks to Alan Davis, the head honcho over there at WGR, for his support of the show as well. For PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Colesiel. Thanks for listening. Tee to Green, right here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.